Once again, this is Jim Rao, your host, Gather the Outcast Radio Ministry. Great to be with you today. Great to have you in that listening audience. We come to you each and every Sunday at this time by the grace of God. We're in our 21st year now bringing these messages to you. We praise the Lord for this day. It's a day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. If this is your first time listening today, we say welcome to you. We hope you come back each and every Sunday. Make this a regular stop on your Sunday worship schedule. And for those who have been with us for many years, we appreciate you. We thank you. And we hope you also continue to come back each and every Sunday. Today, we're going to finish up our series on talking about the nations and how the nations relate to God, God's plan for the nations. And so today we're going to talk about why are godly nations important? What is God's plan for the United States of America? And this is very appropriate as we are in the Independence Day holiday time, the season for giving thanks for this country. 250 years we have been a country here on the earth, and so this is a very important message and appropriate for this season. Stay tuned in just a minute. We'll take up this message. Turn to Psalm 33:12. Psalm 33:12, and we'll take up this message. Well, once again, this is Jim Rao, your host, Gather the Outcast Radio Ministry. Great to be with you today. Before we get into today's message, want to give you a brief update. What's going on in Kenya? The children are on a break from school right now for a couple of weeks. They'll be going back here in just a few days, and this will be the final term then, the fall term until November, and so they're about to wrap up the school year. We are in the process of building a school, a primary school in Makunda Village, right next to the children's home on an acre of land, and so we'd love to have you participate in that project. It is going to be a school for 200 to 300 village children. Many of them will be Muslim. Many will be of families who are very poor. And so it'll be an opportunity to give them a good education up through grade 8. And at the same time, it'll be steeped in a good Christian environment. We're going to have teachers who are Christian teachers, teachers who will teach them also about the Bible, sing songs about Jesus, and so it'll be an evangelism opportunity for these young children. And so we want you to partner with us. We're going to need about $300,000 to get this project done. We're already started. We're working on the second building out of three buildings, and so we are going, we're moving up. And we want you to get involved in this. If you have any questions about it, contact me, pureprairie@hotmail.com. That's pureprairie@hotmail.com. I can get you more details on the project and hopefully get you involved so that you can have a stake in educating these children in Kenya. Well, today we're going to be talking about the nations. What is God's plan for the nations? And as I spoke, this will be the last of this series, and it coincides with our Celebrate USA 250. Those of you who were at the Bullseye Center on Friday night, you can appreciate the fact that I have a love for Jesus, I have a love for God, but I also have a love for this nation, and our hearts are big enough. God has made our hearts big enough. And his intention is that we love our nations, that we devote our time, our energy to build our nations. At the same time, we can preach the gospel. At the same time, we can stand in the pulpit and declare the goodness of God. And God has made us that way. It's not impossible. And people say, well, Jesus didn't vote when he was in Israel. That's very true. Nobody else voted when Jesus was in Israel. They were under the boot of the Roman dictator, the Roman Empire, the Roman military. And so nobody got to vote when Jesus was in Israel. And so we don't want to get to that point here in the United States of America. We want to keep the freedoms that we have, the right to vote, the right to declare the Word of God over the radio, the right to declare the Word of God as it comes straight out of the Bible, the truth of God's Word. We love those freedoms, the freedom to assemble, the freedom to peaceably protest, the freedom of speech, freedom of the press. All of those things are part and parcel of this great nation. And so we're going to talk about God's plan for the nations and His plan for the United States of America. Well, Psalm 33:12 is a very interesting scripture. We're going to start there today. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, the people He has chosen as His own inheritance. Well, that is a stark reminder that God cares about the nations. God is the one who created the nations. At one point in time, if you go back to Genesis chapter 11 and read the story of Nimrod, how he gathered the people together over in Shinar, over in what is now Iraq, he gathered the people together to build a tower to go up to the heavens. And we don't know if he was literally going to try to go all the way to the heavens. At some point that would have failed, obviously, because the physical possibility of that was very doubtful. Or if he was just building a tower to observe the stars, observe the planets, and it would be a part of astrology, we don't know for sure. But God knew that it was not His intention for these people to execute this plan. And so in that story, he says, let us go down and see what's going on with these people. And so at that time, they observed that this project was against the plans and purposes of God. And so God separated the peoples. He separated the nations. He confused their language, because at that time they could communicate easily. They all spoke the same language. And so he separated the languages so that there was confusion between the peoples. And then he separated them in the time of Peleg. All of the nations separated to the point where we have the different nations of the earth. And yes, there's been some border changes. There's been some changes in the geography over time and different nations. But for the most part, the nations are as they were determined at that time of Peleg. The nations and the peoples and the languages are basically the same as they were when God separated the nations at the time of Nimrod. Well, Babel, the Tower of Babel, means confusion. And that is the word that we get Babylon from, Babel, time of confusion or place of confusion. And so that is why when you come to Kenya, you're going to find 47 tribes of people, and they all speak different languages, different dialects within the languages, within the tribal groups. There's different dialects. The Luhya people that I work with, there's 17 different dialects of just the Luhya tribe, about a million people, a million and a half people, 17 different dialects just of that one tribe. And so that is God's plan. When I go to Uganda, when I go to Rwanda, I have to have a visa to go into that country, have to have a passport to get on the plane to leave the United States of America, a passport to get into Kenya, a passport to get into Uganda. And in addition to that, a visa. In every one of those places, there are different languages, different dialects, different cultures, different people groups, different races of people, different colors. And so this is God's plan. And it is very unique plan, because the only way that people can come back in unity to God is to submit to Him, to bow to Him, and the language of the Holy Spirit is what draws them back together. The language of the Holy Spirit, the Word of God, and the language of the Holy Spirit, the supernatural language of the Holy Spirit, is the unifying language that brings people back to God, and it allows people to speak and understand each other, even though they don't know the particular dialect that they might be speaking. Well, if we go on in Psalm 33, in verse 13, it says, "The Lord looks down from heaven, and he sees all the sons of men, and from the place of his dwelling, he looks on all the inhabitants of the earth." So no matter what language you speak, no matter what nation you're in, you may be traveling from one nation to another, the Lord sees your footsteps. He sees everything you do. Maybe you just stay here in this locale every day, and maybe you've never been out of the state of Kansas, but you know that the Lord sees everything you do. He knows what you're doing. It says that from the place of his dwelling, he looks on all the inhabitants of the earth, and he fashions their hearts individually. He considers all their works, or in other words, he understands and he considers and he weighs in the balance. He weighs their motives, he weighs their intentions, the thoughts and intentions of their heart. The Word of God is quick and powerful, the Bible tells us, and it is sharp enough, sharp to cut between the soul and the spirit, the bones and the marrow, and even to discern the thoughts and intents of the heart. And so God, he considers and he weighs the works, he weighs the hearts, and he understands the motives of every single person on the face of the earth. Well, Psalm 33:18, "Behold, the eye of the Lord is on those who fear him, and on those who hope in his mercy." And so the eye of the Lord is on those who fear him, and that means the eye of the Lord looks, he looks on people with favor, those who fear him. And by fear of the Lord means that you revere God, you understand that he is a sovereign God in your life, you understand that he is over all, he is sovereign over every nation, every person, every act by every single person on the face of the earth. He is sovereign over that. And so he looks on people with his eye, those who fear him, those who understand, those who plead for mercy, and those who pray to him, those who worship him. He looks on them and on those who hope in his mercy. Verse 19, "to deliver their soul from death and to keep them alive in famine." Well, why is God interested in delivering people's soul from death? Is because God desires union with every single person. He desires worship from every single person. He wants our lives to give God glory. Give glory to him for everything we have. Actually, we have nothing. If it were not for God, we have nothing. God gives us the power to make wealth. It's in Deuteronomy chapter 8. God gives us the power to make wealth. And so everything we have here in this great nation, the United States of America, is because of God. We owe it to God. All of the resources, the wonderful water resources we have, all of the fresh water, the great rivers and lakes and streams and springs that we have in the United States of America, the fabulous timber that we have in the South and in the western part of the United States of America, fabulous forests of great timber, and we have wood to build, we have steel to build, we have ways to make asphalt roads that are just fantastic. We have all of the blessings of every nation on the earth. This nation has been blessed probably more than any other nation. I haven't been to all the nations. There are many beautiful nations out there, many blessed nations. But the word says, blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. And we are the only country in the world that carries money that says on the money, "In God we trust." And so God knows this nation. He helped this nation in its founding. He blessed this nation in its founding. He gave favor to the founders to separate us from the colonial empire of Great Britain, and he established and ordained this nation for a particular purpose, to be a light, a beacon shining for the rest of the world, because the people who founded this nation founded it upon the principles of God's word, founded the laws on the Ten Commandments, and they founded this nation with the idea that this would be a place where people could pursue God, people could worship God, people could give God glory for their life, people would have the opportunity to pursue life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, and it would happen here, and this would be a place where people could enjoy life, people could give God glory for their life, and it would become the greatest missionary sending nation on the face of the earth. And so God had an intention, he had a plan for this nation from the very beginning. And so there was no accident in the Declaration of Independence. There was no accident in formation of the U.S. Constitution. There was no accident in anything that happened to establish this nation. And there's no accident today as I speak to you about celebrating 250 years of this great nation and God's plan for this nation for the next 250 years if Jesus does not return. Well, righteousness exalts a nation. Beloved, God cares about the laws of this nation. God cares about the people individually. His eyes see the people individually. And in Proverbs 14:34, we read, righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. And so God is concerned when people are trapped in sin, people are engaged in sin, people celebrate sin, people have pride in sin. God is concerned about that because he wants to see a holy people. In fact, we are called a holy people. The book of Peter, we're called a holy people, a peculiar people, a chosen generation. And so God wants to see his people reflect his nature, which is to be a holy God. We are predestined, the Bible tells us, to be conformed into the image of his Son, Jesus Christ. Romans chapter 8, we're predestined to be conformed into the image of his Son, Jesus Christ. That is God's will for you. That is God's will for me. That is God's will for people in every nation of the earth. And so righteousness exalts a nation. When our Congress passes laws that are righteous laws, that honor God's plan for people, that honor God's plan for this nation, when Congress passes laws to limit abortion or restrict or abolish abortion, yes, it can be abolished. We don't have abortion in Kenya. We don't have gay marriage in Kenya, so people can honor God with the laws that are established in their nations. And God sees that righteousness exalts a nation. But sin is a reproach. Sin is a stain. Sin holds people back. Sin will cost nations, and you see it even now in the nation of Iran, how difficult it is to get this nation to conform to the behavior of the nations of the world, to conform to establishing a nation where people have rights, people have liberty, people have pursuit of happiness, people can worship the God that they want to worship. And yes, there are many Christians in Iran who would desire and love to be here in the United States of America, or even better yet, would love to have the opportunity in their own nation to worship the God of their choice, to do it openly like we do here in America, to speak about God over the radio, speak about God over the television. And so that is God's plan for Iran. It is God's plan for Kenya. It is God's plan for every nation on the earth, that righteousness would exalt that nation. Well, back in Psalm 33, verse 15, it says, we read that God fashions the people's hearts individually, and he considers all of their works, or understands all their works. And so also we see in Proverbs 21:1, the king's heart is in the hand of the Lord. Like rivers of water, God turns it wherever he wishes. Every way of a man is right in his own eyes, but God turns the king's heart in the way that he wants, and like rivers of water, God turns it wherever he wishes. And so the people's, God is fashioning the people individually. Doesn't matter if they're a teacher, a ditch digger, a farmer, or an entrepreneur, God fashions their heart, and he also fashions the heart of the king. He turns the king's heart, and he turns it like rivers of water wherever he wishes. And so when you think about the leaders of the United States of America, it's very important to pray for them, very important to ask God to intercede for them. If they're not doing things that we think are according to the will of God, then we can stand in the gap for them. We can intercede. We can also intercede for their protection, and we can intercede and ask God to give them wisdom, because it's a great challenge to lead this nation. All of the nations of the earth have challenges, but the greatest challenge for the United States is to keep a nation that is still seeking God and keep them on the path of God, keeping them in a place of righteousness, keeping this nation in a place where we are seeking the Lord for direction and seeking the Lord as we write laws and administer those laws and continue to ask the Lord to bless this nation as a missionary sending nation. Well, God's plan is that this nation, his overarching plan for this nation, is that we be a beacon of light to the nations of the world. And I talked about this a couple of weeks ago in the message called Salt and Light, Matthew 5:14. Jesus was talking to the people on the Sermon on the Mount, and he says in Matthew 5:14, "You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden. Nor do they light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a lampstand, and it gives light to all who are in the house. Let your light so shine before men, so that they may see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven." And so that is God's overarching plan for the United States of America. That is God's plan. He wants this great nation to be a beacon of light. He wants this great nation to be a missionary sending nation, so that we can share the gospel, the freedoms that we have to teach people, the freedoms that we have to study, to speak about God's word. He wants us to go to the nations and talk about Jesus Christ, talk about the kingdom of God to the nations of the world, to be a light to the people of the world. And beloved, I can tell you, after being in many nations in Africa, people over there are so honored when people come from the United States of America, and people are honored when we go to them. They are humbled to think people would come from this great nation of the United States of America and go to a poor nation in Africa to preach the word, a poor nation in Africa where people make $3 or $4 a day, and people would go out of their way and purposely come to visit them, speak about the kingdom to them, and bless them with the light of the word of God, bless them with the light of the kingdom, and bless them, because we have the resources in the United States of America to give these people Bibles. We have resources to build children's homes. We have resources to build schools, clinics, and preach the word in crusades and all of that, because of the great blessings on this country. And that is God's plan, that we be the light of the world. Well, you may never go on a mission trip, but you can be a light in your house. You can be a light in your family. You can be a light in your community, in your church, and you can be a part of sending missionaries. You can be a part of sending me to Kenya and building that school for the children in Makunda Village. You can be a part of that. As you send, we can go. As you give, we can go. We can build, and we can preach, and we can hold crusades. All of these things are part of the plan for God's word to saturate and permeate all of the nations of the world. There are many people in Kenya, beloved, even today, 2026. There are many people in Kenya that have never heard the true gospel, the clear presentation of the gospel that Jesus went to the cross and he shed his precious, perfect blood for them, that they would have their sins forgiven, that they would have their sins washed away by the blood of Jesus. And I can take you to villages in Kenya the first day that you're there, and you can preach and teach and talk to people about the blessings of Jesus Christ, the blood that he shed for them, and they will have an understanding that they have never had before. And so it's very important, beloved, that we give to missionaries. It's important that we give to churches that have a mission program. It's important that we give to people who have radio programs who are preaching the Word of God, people that have television programs that are preaching the Word of God, people that are making teaching tapes and all of this to spread the Word. That is God's plan for the United States of America. That's why God has blessed this nation for the first 250 years that we have been in existence. And we have not been a perfect nation. No nation on the earth is perfect, but we have established the principles of the kingdom of God here in this nation, and we have sent out many thousands of missionaries. And beloved, I hope that we continue to do that for the next 250 years if the Lord does not come back. Well, I hope you enjoy these messages. Gather the Outcast is a listener-supported radio ministry. We praise God for that, 21 years now, and we praise God for all those who have helped support this ministry. I invite you to partner with this ministry today. You can help us build that school over in Kenya. You can help us preach the gospel on the radio and in crusades, and if you would do that, God will be blessed, you will be blessed, and the kingdom of God will spread to the nations on the earth. Gather the Outcast, you can contact us at Box 92, Norton, Kansas, 67654. That's Box 92, Norton, Kansas, 67654. You can check us out on PayPal if you want to make a donation with your debit or credit card. PayPal.me/GatherTheOutcast. That's PayPal.me/GatherTheOutcast. Check us out on Facebook at Jim Rao, and you can see pictures there of the ministry, pictures of everything we're doing over in Kenya. Well, thank you again for listening today. God bless you. Tune in again next week. Have a great week.